Good to Know, a series of conversations with diverse members of the Champaign-Urbana community who work to build community. Many times in life we meet people who are passionate about something. These people are more than willing to sit you down and speak for hours on their favorite topic or political ideal, and you will certainly be impressed by their strong beliefs. If we're being cynical, we might refer to these people as armchair activists. It's quite another thing, though, when somebody takes their passionate belief and from seemingly endless sources of volunteer energy, focus, and organizational ability, creates an entity so that others can participate, learn, and grow. Amy Rickman has accomplished this. She is the founder and director of Girl Zone and Girl Fest, programs designed to encourage girls and young women to explore, challenge, and celebrate their individual abilities and interests. Welcome, Amy Rickman.
Thanks, Andine.
Amy, when we talk about Girl Zone and Girl Fest, we are describing 400 workshops, 3 festivals, and more than 1,000 girl participants, all taking place in the Champaign-Urbana community. When did this program begin?
Well, Girl Zone as an idea started in 1996. As an actual organization hosting workshops, we began in 1997. The idea went through a few stages. First, I spoke with Mary Lee Sargent about it, who was the head of Parkland's Women's Programs and Services at the time. She's an amazing, amazing person. And just kind of bounced the idea off of her. She was so encouraging and of building on this idea. And from that, I started talking to other women in the community. We started holding meetings and just talking about this idea of really getting girls to challenge some of these areas that are intimidating to them. Because as women, we realize that there's some areas that we're intimidated. Our car, if it gets broken, we have to bring it into someone. You know, we have to just really hope they're not going to rip us off. If a cat chews through our cord and our microphone here, we might not feel as comfortable tweaking with electronics. And so as adults, we realize that there's certain areas that we don't want to go, that we feel scared going, hesitant at best. And we wanted to address that for girls and say, okay, girls, let's cut this off at an early pass and say, you know, try these things now. Realize you could do these things and that these are areas you could be competent in and you could really control things in your life more and be authentically involved in them. In talking about the idea and fleshing it out, some things came up. And one was that we wanted to be economically accessible. We said we could do this workshop, you know, for $50 a pop and get a lot of girls coming to this because we have the resources to do that. But we decided that if we just did this for kids whose parents could afford $50 a pop, we didn't want to spend the volunteer time doing it. We really wanted to create opportunities for girls and young women who might not otherwise have the opportunity to participate in some of these areas, to try things like this. The idea came from me, but the idea was built on by a lot of people. And I've been the director throughout. At the beginning, there was a co-coordinator, and there's been a number of people who have worked with us, like, mm-hmm. so integrally over the years to make this thing happen.
Tell us about some of the diverse workshops Girl Zone and Girl Fest offered.
Over the years, we've offered workshops ranging from aviation to engineering, to bike repair, chemistry, making cells and gels. We've done basketball with the U of I basketball team. We've done football in the football stadium. We've done knitting and sewing and costume making.
You're forgetting some of my favorites. Zine making.
Yep.
Skateboarding.
Yep.
Barbecuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and going through what we've done over the 8 years, there's just so many.
What is your background, Amy, and where did you get your inspiration for creating Girl Zone and Girl Fest?
My background on the surface is in educational psychology. I was in the College of Education studying in graduate school when Girl Zone was started. And a lot of the ideas of Girl Zone came from working in different programs and exploring alternative education and alternative forms of assessment, something called authentic education and looking an authentic assessment, looking at how we could create learning environments to really engage the learner. So my background's in that. It's also as a girl and a woman, someone who was a big jock and a tomboy when I was young and was the only girl who would be playing kickball during gym, and I played college tennis and grew up kind of struggling being a female and playing tennis in different places where you would be put together with just the girls because you were a girl rather than by ability. And so looking critically in a backseat kind of way at how we encourage girls or how we encourage anybody and how gender comes in play happened through my own involvement. My background's also from a family of four girls. I have three sisters who are really amazing in themselves. And seeing them kind of test their sense of ability and potential was inspiring.
I guess I'm interested in the transition from regular citizen or regular student to somebody who builds community. How do these things happen?
At the same time that I was in educational psychology, I was also in the community a lot. I worked at the Common Ground Food Co-op as a coordinator, outreach coordinator there. So I was deeply invested in looking at the community and getting the community involved in cooperative action and in different models of economy and kind of looking critically at culture through that. I was also involved in different activisms in the community and had, as a grad student, had worked jobs around this town in all different kind of places. So I had met a lot of the local business owners because I worked for them or because I somehow engaged them through my activism. The community has always made sense to me, that what we have in each other, in our resources here, is amazing potential and energy gone into supporting the strengths and the abilities that we have in our community has amazing return. But that takes trust, and that takes a lot of energy going in to building those structures to support a system like that existing.
Girl Zone has received wonderful critical acclaim from local and national media. Girl Zone was voted Champaign-Urbana's best workshop and best nonprofit organization. And it was recognized in the Chicago Tribune, Rocker Girl magazine, Mary Englebright's Home Companion, and NPR. Mm-hmm. It was also given Trailblazer honors by the Illinois State Treasurer. Didn't the cities of Champaign-Urbana also create an honorary Girl Zone Day?
They sure did.
What else have you been most proud of?
We've spent a lot of time over the years in Girl Zone, not just doing. When we started, we would just do workshops. We slowed down after a couple years of doing workshops every single weekend to really take time to build internally and to become a more thoughtful organization. During meeting times, we would have just reading sessions when we would do readings, background readings on things related to girls and culture, society, gender, also different racial and economic factors that impact girls. And so we would take the time to have our staff read about some of the research and some of the realities and very conflicting realities that are out there for girls. And by doing that, spent a lot of time on staff development. Somewhere about around 4 years ago, I developed a curriculum based on what we've learned through working with girls on what has been really effective in really bringing girls to the center of the learning environment, really creating positive learning environments for them. And with that curriculum, we've been training our staff. So I'm very, very proud of the time that we've taken and the energy that we've expended to not just do this, but to do it well and to do it thoughtfully and to think about what needs to happen to make a program like this and ideals like this and ideas like this, to make the most of them. And by doing that, I've seen changes in our volunteers. I've seen such inspiration come from our volunteers by learning knowledge, not just being a body helping out, but being an active, interested person who's being nourished for their interests. Needless to say, I'm so proud of our girls, you know, and our young women who come to the workshops, because so many of them come because they don't want to. Their parents make them come. I'm proud of our parents for making our girls come to things that they might be hesitant to come to, because everybody needs to be pushed sometimes to challenge their own boundaries and to not set those limits that we let fall on ourselves so easy sometimes. We've seen that those same girls who come hesitant leave so excited and don't want to leave, and you know, just leave so jazzed by getting a sense of their ability in this area and their curiosity and just amazing energy that comes from that. I'm really, really proud of that.
Amy, you've recently announced the closing of Girl Zone and Girl Fest. Can you tell us about that decision?
We decided early on that we would do this for free because we had the enthusiasm. We had so much energy there at the beginning. We didn't want to wait on the traditional business model and say, let's write for funding, let's make a business plan and get this much funding and then go ahead. We said, we could start this now. We can mobilize resources now. We have trust in the community that if we build a good organization, that if we do something that's important for the community, within this youth service realm that we have here, if we do something that adds on to that, that supports that, that works with that, then we'll be included as part of that. We'll be asked to be part of that, and we'll be compensated for our work. And so we'll write for grants, we'll do what we need to do to kind of meet the others within youth service and try to find funding as we go. Because we knew when we started that we could do this as volunteers, but we couldn't do it for volunteers forever. Because part of why Girls Own started was to address some of these cultural obstacles that exist for girls and women. What we're speaking directly to here is economic, but we're also speaking to access and lots of other areas of power in our community, in our society. So we said that we couldn't do it forever, because if we did, we'd be playing into this model that exists so strongly that says that women should expect to give away their skills for free or for lesser, or should not be expected to be compensated, should feel bad asking for compensation for doing good work. In a market economy where work is done and work is paid for, work like Girls Own needs to be considered important and needs to be compensated. So over the years, we wrote for lots of grants because we said, we're going to do good work. We're going to build this organization. We're going to build it well. We're going to think about what it takes to make a good organization. And of course, we're going to be funded for doing this. You know, we're spending energy and really thinking hard about how to be generous and how to be gentle to others and to work with others and to not be competitive with other youth organizations. We wanted always to just be one of many organizations for girls, because we think if there's just one, you know, they're not going to catch everybody. So we tried to collaborate a lot. And, you know, a little naive, I guess, in doing that. After 8 years, 7 years of, you know, writing for all these grants, we were really unsuccessful, amazingly unsuccessful in securing local funds. And what we learned as we went is that national grants, people who grant outside of our community really want to see that the community supports us first before they give any money, because the money that national grantees give is supposed to be on top of any baseline overhead funding. And so we really turned our focus into local funding a few years ago. And after being shot down by the one organization that gives overhead funding for crazy, crazy, crazy reasons, as well as just searching out and finding the rest of the granting organizations in the community. And so in February, the decision was made to say, rather than just fade away and say, we're going to do this, we don't need funding, it's okay. We need to close up shop, because we've tried everything to get this program funded, and we've tried everything to make this program a good program that's viable for funding, and ran out of ideas. Ran out of ideas, and also, you know, in a way ran out of hope, which isn't a way to operate an organization like Girls Own, because Girls Own's based on hope, Girls Own's based on trust, and instead turn that hope and trust over to others to say, you know, lots of people have been inspired by Girls Own over the years. We've always wanted to be a catalyst to create, to have people who work with us or who see what we do create more things for girls in our community. Hey, girls love basketball. There's all these basketball courts at the Boys and Girls Club. Hey, Boys and Girls Club, we've seen this. Please do what you can. Or if you're interested, know that girls want to play basketball. It's not just that they're sitting on the sidelines because they want to. But if it's all boys out there, it's harder for girls to get out and play. Hey, Park District, same thing. So we've wanted to see youth organizations build on what we've learned. Mm-hmm. And we've wanted to see more people kind of pick up things that we've done and said, hey, girls really like the zine making. Let's start a zine for girls. Outside of Girls Own, we can't oversee things. We don't have any funding. But we've always just wanted to support other people doing things. It's been hard to be a catalyst, because I think people have thought Girls Own's here. Girls are kind of taken care of. There's programs already. Sometimes in this town, it takes closing of something really good for other things to start up. And I wish it wasn't like that. But it is right now. It is like that. And I'm excited to see what comes, because people have been really inspired by Girls Own. And it's overdue that we have more programs for girls and more things going on for girls, collaborating together, not competing against each other.
Just now when you've been talking about basketball, it's all around us and we don't see it. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, girls want to play basketball. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, girls might not play basketball if the boys are on the court. And carving out that space for girls, it is amazing how we just don't see those things because we're so used to them.
Yeah.
And Girls Own pointed out those voids and filled them.
Uh-huh.
you were the only person who ever thought to have a class on aviation for girls. There was just so many areas that, as a parent, I wouldn't have even thought to educate my daughters in these areas. But of course, you know, most parents think about, oh, there's dance class and there's, you know, art class and various things. So it was not just what the workshops offered, but it was the presence of the workshops and the presence of this idea that was educational in and of itself.
We just kind of live on this, oh, it's always been that way, it's got to be that way model, which really needs challenge.
So, Amy, what's in your future? These things are in your blood, really. It's hard for me to imagine what your lifestyle is going to be now that you've been so immersed in this for the last 8 years or so. And I see that just because you might not be actively involved with Girl Zone or Girl Fest, the passion is there for sure. So what are you going to do with that energy in yourself?
The interest isn't going anywhere. Where it's going to be placed, though, is I'm going to really take some time off to, you know, be gentle to myself, to let it fall in a place that I really want it to go to. I know that, you know, coming off of Girl Fest and off of Girl Zone and all of this, I'm suspect to jumping into something because I love this. You know, it's my passion. It's what moves me. It's what makes sense to me. And I want to hold back from doing that. I want to really take some time and think about where the best place for me to put this energy is. I still love the community. I'm not going anywhere. On the small scale horizon, I'm taking some physics classes and math classes myself, which is something that I, you know, skirted out of early. And so I'm going to spend some time really building up my interests to make myself a little stronger now. I'm a little beaten up after this year. Mm-hmm. It's been a hard year, and I know that I need to take care of myself a little bit and sit back and see what happens and spend a lot of time supporting outside of myself rather than supporting Girl Zone, which was part of so much a part of me. I want to support things in the community more and not take central roles for a little while. It was in whole a community effort. So I'm excited to see what the community comes up with next. And it's been amazing. And with the resources that we've been given, we've done amazing things. And to end up here and say we're still hopeful and we're you know, in awe of what our girls have done and what our volunteers have done and what the organization has done is a great place to be.
Thank you, Amy, for talking with us today.
Thanks a lot, Undine.
Amy Rickman, founder and director of Girl Zone and Girl Fest, is a gifted educator, generous volunteer, and inspiration to so many of us. She is a woman who builds community. Amy Rickman is good to know. For IMC Radio News, this is Undine Gross.
Our culture says certain things are for girls, certain things are for boys. And as the adults who care about girls in their lives, we need to say no. We need to say, why are we putting them in these boxes? Why aren't we letting them, girls and boys, you know, men and women, really explore the full gamut of opportunities and activities and interests and curiosities and passions and decide for themselves what they like? And support them for that and really just encourage them like crazy to test those things that are scary, to try the things that they say, no, I don't do that, so that they know for themselves for real if they do or if they don't.